There it is. Hold on. Hey, I'm coming. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't care. I'll show this tricky. Where's my phone book?
There we are. Northwestern area. It's white, right? All right. And it's got on it, May 1980, page number, huh? Well, first of all, I hope you know how to use telephone directories. You have to look under the last name. Last name is Feedback. F as in Frank, E-E-D-B-A-C-K. First initial, Brian as W. Page 295, that's 295. All right, last column towards the bottom. And hey, if you don't have this year's directory, well, I've got last year's too. Labeled March 1979, and I'll give you the page number in this one too. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to do that over on side two. Hang up, gang. We'll see you over there. This is the feedback tape issued the evening of October 20th, 1980. Right, and deja vu here. It just seems like I was going through this last week about the precise time of the tape. Anyway, we were arguing with Barry Van Eyde. All right, like I said, if you don't have this year's directory, you have last year's. It's also the Northwestern area. I think it was orange. This one's kind of faded. It's, let's see here. Right, okay, under feedback, first name misspelled, Brian, page 290, last column, that's 290, last column. All right, so I'll be expecting my apology on next week's tape, thank you, here we go.
Brian, this is Martin North Tustin, calling from North Tustin, of course. And I wanted to ask, when I received my special edition of the newsletter, special edition of the Letter of News, does that include with the subscription, well, kind of the subscription to the Letter of News? If not,
I just stop right there. Yes, it does include your name being on the feedback loop line master wonderfulness mailing list for all goodies that we may send to you in the future. All right, fine.
This is Janine, North Hollywood, and I have a comment about gays and faggots. Now, there's a big difference between gays and faggots. Gays, as some people that seem to call these lines do not understand, are simply homosexual people who are referred to as gay, for lack of a better word. Faggots, however, are a whole different story. Faggots do not belong on phone lines. Faggots are people, I'm referring to people, who call the Valley Connection, for instance, on the women's line and impersonate a woman, just as an excuse to talk to a man. Now, I really feel that this kind of activity is very detrimental to straight people, especially younger straight people that might be calling and do not understand the difference between a faggot and a gay. Faggots give gays bad names. They conduct themselves in such a way that they give the whole homosexual sector of society a bad name. I am not for or against homosexuality. I'm straight myself. I can respect gay people and their spaces. However, I can't stand faggots. So I hope all the faggots that call the lines listen to this comment and stop calling. Thank you. This has been Janine from North Hollywood.
Hello there. I'm the Tooth Fairy, and I just come from... This is another secret adventure of the Tooth Fairy. This is the Sandcastle, where I, America's beloved Tooth Fairy, have been held captive by Willard Wormock, alias the Sandman, for these many weeks. All right, let's get started, everyone. However, in just a few hours, I will be rescued by the Tooth Rangers, and lo, freedom will be mine once again. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Armadingo. Would you stand behind the fairy, Mr. Wormock?
Standing.
And now, where are the rescuers?
They were passing through Ypsilanti a half hour ago.
Well, we can't wait for them. This rescue rehearsal must begin on time.
Why? You ain't got another one after this.
Just stand behind me. Fine. All right, Mr. Durkin, would you stand in for the rescuers, please?
Right.
And now we have here the rescuer represented by Nurse Durkin and the rescuee represented by the Lola Marauder. And we begin with Ranger Raoul Feldheiser at the Mammoth Dental Organ.
You're through me.
Would the rescuer and the rescuee please step forward?
Right.
Would the person giving away the rescuee please step forward?
Where's the person standing behind the fairy?
Oh, yes. May we have the ring, please?
What ring?
The key ring with the key for the sandbox door here.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Thank you. And now, Nurse Durkin, would you step forward and unlock and open?
Right.
And we'll read the words.
And with this key, I do thee give you, the Mala Marauder, your freedom.
And now, the Mala Marauder. Thank you, Rangers. And with these feet, I do thee walk out into a world where man is free. And now, Mr. Sandman.
Giving the beloved Tooth Fairy away is a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done before.
Now, Raoul!
All right, dear witness, Miley, I heard a melody. It's on a theme of the sun in the air, you know.
And now, let there be velocity and dancing had by all.
Hi, this is Barry from the Gore Game, commenting on the 900 Fairy Code. As you might know, they have started charging, which my 2 week ago comment was wrong, as I've gotten my new bill, and it's on there. So, anyway, a way I figured out to save money is, they cost 50 cents to call that number. Now, if you call after 5 or on weekends, you can call New York, area code 212-999-1313, which is the exact same thing on the 900 number, except the rates are a lot cheaper. Comparison to 50 cents, 50 cents call to the 900 area code, if you call Sunday through Friday or, you know, the evenings, during the discount period, it can vary between 35 to 21 cents, which does make a difference if you do call it often. Most of us don't even get home until 5 anyway. Anyway, that's my comment for this evening. Bye.
Bell System long-distance competitors will earn about $400 million in long-distance revenues this year, according to today's Wall Street Journal. That's about 2% of the Bell System's $20 billion of estimated interstate revenues in 1980. And by 1990, the Journal says these special carriers could have 10 to 20% of a $100 billion annual telecommunications industry market. The story names four companies now actively competing for the long-distance dollar: MCI, Southern Pacific, AT&T, and Western Union. Long-distance revenues earned by these four this year is expected to double from 1979's earnings. The article also says Bell faces new challenges with the advent of satellite communication. Satellite Business Systems Incorporated launches its first telecommunications satellite next month. Satellite Business Systems is a partnership of IBM, Communications and Satellite Corporation, and Aetna Life and Casualty Insurance Company. The Bell System is competing vigorously, according to the Journal, but its technological improvements are moving at a moderate pace to prevent telephone rates from rising sharply. Bell System competitors, on the other hand, have relatively new systems that they can modify more quickly, and they don't have to worry about keeping rates low for the total body of telephone customers.
Hi, this is Michelle Van Nuys. Again, I just wanted to say that if all of us got together and really paid attention to our voting system, that we could do something about it. Watch your commercials. Dean Dana is running an ad campaign with an old-fashioned puff-sleeve girl to be considered. Also, does anyone out there remember Death Valley Days? He's the only presidential candidate whose aides are afraid to let him speak in any open forum for fear of what he will say. Bumper stickers, anyone? Thank you.
Hey, you see that, Thomas? Hey, this is Mark Spass from Marin County, which is up here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I'd just like to invite the feedback callers to listen to my line, Dial A Spass, up here in the 415 area code. That's 388-6633. It's area code 415-388-6633. Who knows, you may even hear the Dial A Spass tapes down there on the feedback supplemental line pretty soon. You never know what you're going to hear with Spaz. Anyway, I'm having some fun here, and I thought I'd tell you a couple of jokes real quick. You know what I mean? Like, do you know that diarrhea is hereditary? That's right. It runs in your genes. That's a little funny.
That wasn't funny.
Yes, it was. It was really funny.
Well, maybe it was a little funny. Okay.
You know what's one half of a tuba? A one ba.
All the jokes I tell have got to be the... No, they're not that funny. They're okay, I guess.
Okay, they're the dumbest jokes. All the jokes you tell are just so dumb.
Okay, give me a break. I'm sorry. No, I was trying to tell a funny joke, man.
You just put me down. You make me feel so bad. I can't take any more. Goodbye, feedback. Cause goodbye.
Hi, feedback. This is Wendy Glendale. I feel really lousy this time. I'm home in bed with my tonsils again, and I go into Verdugo Hills Hospital Sunday night because Monday morning I get to have them out. Oh, joy. I'm scared. Anyway, I want to leave a comment to Dale LaCagnata. Yes, there are people out there who do not watch the games because I do not watch the games because I do not like sports either. But my parents are hooked into their friendly little TV, but I do others watching the games, you know, because I can't get out. I'm sick. But anyway, there are other non-sports fans out there. Best thought I'd let you know. This has been Wendy Glendale. Bye.
Indeed. My name is Ron from Westchester. And I think that we should form a Gene Scott fan club. I think the man couldn't lay it on any thicker and any heavier as he goes along. I mean, 24 hours of Gene Scott's got to be enough for all the Gene Scott enthusiasts out there. So let's get together and form a Gene Scott fan club. This was Ron from Westchester.
Hello, feedback callers. This is Jeff of West L.A. I know I haven't been leaving too many comments lately, but I've been really busy with our town. So anyway, here's a comment for you, okay? I'd like to make a quick comment about the people who make comments. Now, some of your comments, you know, really sound constructive, and really sound like you've got something to say. But some of your comments sound like, oh, hi, I think Brian Feedback's got a real mean voice, and that's all. Anyway, so that's bullshit. Okay, anyway.
Next.
All right, I'm going to tell a joke now, and you may not start laughing when the joke is all finished with, and you might say, hey, that's not really funny, but actually, you probably don't understand it, because it's one of these jokes that you have to think about, sometimes for a few days, maybe even a few weeks, depending on your economic status. Anyway, I'll just get right into the joke, okay? This camel walks into a liquor store and goes up to the guy at the counter. The guy at the counter kind of looks at the camel, says, hey, we don't serve camels here. So the camel says, oh, all right, give me a pack of Winston's. Okay, I can hear a lot of you aren't laughing, but like I said, just kind of roll it around in the old brain for a while, and you'll thank me. Bye.
Hi, this is JoJo, North Hollywood, and I want to comment about the plight of the buffaloes in North America. You say, hey, there aren't any buffaloes in North America. Right, they've all been senselessly slaughtered. You know, if you were a buffalo, how would you like to be slaughtered? just, you know, why not give some money to the Save the Buffalo Foundation? Thanks.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I remember a few years back when buffaloes used to roam the Hollywood Hills above Forest Lawn there, and, gosh, haven't seen them in quite a while. Well, it looks as if we're going to be running out of tape in a minute or so here. There are still some comments left. I think we'll start off next week with, who is it? I believe it's the Watchtowers, and then we have some other people we got through to about, I guess it was Thursday. We're starting off with the comments that were left Thursday evening of last week. Once again, if you left a comment prior to Monday of last week, the day the last week's tape was issued, and you hadn't heard it, well, you know, do me a favor. If it was good, and I'm sure it was, because a lot of stuff was good on that tape, go ahead and call it back in. The input line is 982-6999. If you'd like to write to us, maybe get our Bloop Line feedback, letter of news, and all that good stuff, you can send for it at Post Office Box 115, Sun Valley, 91352. Remember, best thing about it all, it's free. Post Office Box 115, Sun Valley, 91352. One thing I haven't mentioned, and it's been brought to my attention, but I'm well aware of it. Sometimes when you ring into the feedback output line, you'll hear the disclaimer and you'll dump in the silence and you won't hear anything. Well, you know, that's the output machine kind of taking a nap. I'm not quite sure what's wrong with it. I mean, I'll play with it. It'll work for a while and then it'll start, you know, acting up again. It's okay. Eventually it starts working again. It's the thing that it's getting to the end of side two and never going back to side one. So, you know, be patient. I can't babysit the thing every second of the day. A new line in Hollywood. It's called the LA Track Spot Line at 659-3940. Goodbye.